a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good evening. It's 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Maria Chalaos in for Jeff Kaplan. Right now, 43 degrees downtown. KSL's top story this hour. It is developing news. The Salt Lake City School District has half as many resource officers compared to before the pandemic. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has details.
Officials with the Salt Lake City School District say they did not cut the officers. They say at the height of the pandemic, the Salt Lake City Police Department was going through a severe staffing shortage, so the department asked the district if fewer officers could be assigned. At the time, the district was still teaching remotely, so they agreed. But now district officials are negotiating with the police department to bring the number of officers back to normal.
Before the pandemic, there were 10 resource officers assigned within the school district. Now there are only five. Our top national story this hour, we are learning the lawyer of the parents charged in the Michigan school shooting say that they didn't flee. However, law enforcement in Michigan says that they are still searching for the parents. They were scheduled to surrender this afternoon at a court appearance, but ABC News reports they never showed. The parents were charged with manslaughter earlier today. Prosecutor Karen McDonald says 9mm handgun used in that shooting was stored unlocked in a drawer in the parents' bedroom.
Michigan's laws are woefully inadequate. We don't have a safe storage law. We're not legally required to store your weapon in a safe manner.
McDonald adds the suspect's dad bought the gun days before the shooting with his son present. Former Utah defense attorney Greg Skorda says it's not common for parents to get charged unless there is a clear level of negligence.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of cases around the country where a kid will take his parents' gun or steal a gun from something and cause harm. And in that case, the parents wouldn't necessarily be responsible. But in this case, the state is alleging that the parents knew or should have known that he was in a bad state and knew or should have known that he was likely to cause some death or injury to another person.
Skorda says the parents can be found culpable if the teen gave any signs of wanting to create harm. Cache County School District officials say they will take concrete steps to investigate cases of racism at Skyview High School. However, they say a video that was shown during an anti-racism assembly was inappropriate. Superintendent Steve Norton says the school was flooded with complaints, and it wasn't just the white students that were uncomfortable.
Many of the parents who reached out to us have minority or white children who reported feeling uncomfortable during the video with the way it represented relationships between white and black individuals.
Norton says one student wore KKK robes for Halloween but was stopped at the gate. Another student reportedly wore blackface on stage. A large portion of I-80 will be closed this weekend. KSL News Radio's Jacob Reda has details.
UDOT is closing I-80 in both directions between 700 East and Foothill Drive in Salt Lake City on Saturday night. Crews will be working on the 1700 East Bridge over the freeway. In a statement, UDOT said it will be using a construction method known as Accelerated Bridge Construction, or ABC. The method involves crews demolishing the old bridge and sliding in the new bridge in its place. The bridge reconstruction is part of a bigger project that includes rebuilding I-80 between 1300 East and 2300 East and the I-215 East Belt between 3300 South and 4500. 500 South. I-80 will be closed from 10 p.m. on Saturday until 8 a.m. on Sunday. Jacob Rueda, KSL News Radio.
The free trolley service in Ogden and Layton and the shuttle in Farmington are set to continue into 2022. Standard Examiner reports Utah Transit Authority extended the shuttle agreements to help travelers get from front runners and buses to downtown areas. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints announces another mission in Hawaii. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz reports.
The new mission in Lehi, Hawaii for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints will be the second mission run by the faith in the island state. The church will now have 408 missions worldwide. The Lehi mission will open on January 3rd next year.
The island mission will include the Hawaii Temple Visitor Center in its boundaries. Omicron is in Utah. State Department of Health says the person who tested positive is an older adult who lives within the southwestern part of the state. The patient recently returned home after traveling to South Africa, but we don't know exactly when they made the trip. Health Department says they were able to sequence the virus and pinpoint it as the Omicron variant in fewer than 8 days.
We are unable to provide any more specific information about the case in order to protect their personal identity. So the most that we can say is that they returned recently.
That is Utah Department of Health spokesman Tom Hudacko. KSL News Time, 6:05. Ricky Meese, where are those slowdowns?
We've got a lot of them, and it's all due to emergency traffic. But for Utah County drivers, you have stop-and-go delays. This goes from the very bottom end of Orem all the way up to Pleasant Grove Boulevard, where a crash is still being cleared. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Still to come on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, Jeff's explanation for why people are taking medicine meant for horses. Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News is up next.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.